This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access All Areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lane on FUBAR Radio.
It's Lizzie Cundy here at FUBAR Radio with my gorgeous guy,
Stephen Lang, right here. Welcome to Access All Areas. And Lizzie, you're back. You've been away for a couple of weeks.
I have. I've had a very busy time. Lots of exciting things happen. Can't wait to tell you all here on FUBAR first.
Whenever it happens.
It will happen, baby. And it's all good. All good stuff.
What have you been doing? Anything exciting? Well, you were at Julia McDonald this week,
well,
I see.
Well, of course, yes.
What, at Southwark Cathedral?
It was incredible. Drama-rama, that's all I can say. It was so dramatic.
Mm-hmm. And this You're good pals with Julian, aren't
I'm
you?
Very good pals with Julian, and it literally was something else. Front row, my ad.
Wow. How does one get a front row seat?
Can I just tell you, my guest, who
show?
I brought with me...
Yes.
He just said, look, I'm busting for a wee. Sorry, there he is now. He said, I'm busting for a wee. So we're on the front row. And I said, well, hurry, show's going to start soon, but they always run late. I said, you'll be fine. So he went off to find the loo. Everyone, this girl came and went, hi, I'm front row, I'm your guest. Now, and I was like, Esha, you're not, you've got to go. And then these other ones going, right, can you move? No, that seat's now taken. I went, it's not, it's my guest, he's gone to the loo. I was thinking, my God, and he was taking forever. And I was like, where the hell are you? And then he came back and went, oh, the priest just said there are no loos in cathedrals, go to the pub. And he was sitting there busting, and the show was like an hour late to start.
Oh, my God.
And everyone was fighting.
Did he wet himself?
No. But everyone was fighting for that front row. See, and if you, but I, you know, it's like worse than, I don't know, when the sales start. It's like, run, grab it.
But was it a good show?
It was phenomenal.
What other celebs were there?
Oh my goodness, there was so many people.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I can't even remember. Me.
Number one, Lizzie
Number
Cundy.
One.
That's
no,
the most
there,
important
there
thing.
There were lots, but obviously, you remember Julian was in Strictly, so
he
there,
was,
were, there
yeah.
were loads of the.
He didn't do particularly well.
I don't know. He got through. He wasn't
maybe,
our first go,
maybe
was
fifth
he?
Or sixth, I'm not sure.
I've got to say, you know, Annika Rice, I saw her and she told me she'd got two left feet. I'm a bit worried for her on this show.
Are you, yeah, so it kicks off on Saturday, doesn't it? Has your friend Brina Tognoli told you anything? Anything to expect? He probably
yeah.
doesn't know who anyone
well,
is,
I'm
does he?
I'm not going to tell you, am I? But it is, you know what Strictly's like. It is crazy cats.
Who are you touting? I'm actually thinking that maybe Kelvin Fletcher from Emmerdale is actually going to do quite well.
I know Kelvin. Well, Kelvin did the full Monty with my ex-husband, Jason.
Oh, okay.
And not only is he a lovely guy, I'm talking about Kelvin, he's a lovely guy, but he can move. He can dance. He's very, very fit. I mean, Bruno's going to love him when he takes his shirt off. Bruno was so excited when he heard it was him.
Well, he's like, a very attractive man.
No, but he's fit. He's really fit.
Yeah.
Talking of fit people, we have probably one of the fittest men on the planet on our show today.
It's me!
Chris Boyson. No, it's Chris Boyson, my lovely friend.
We do. We have a great show lined up. We've got James Tindall from Geordie Shore on the phone. We've got Abs.
Yeah,
famous Steve from Five.
And we love Abs. He's a good guy.
Come in the studio. And speaking of Abs, we also have the very fit Chris Boyson, well, who we just had a little chat with outside.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy. Doing TV now.
Great.
Doing lots of stuff on diets and keeping fit, and got some very exciting news for us.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's all good. And he's a nice guy.
It would be nice to see a different side to him, perhaps.
Exactly. That's why I wanted him on the show. He's a good egg. So, we've got, yeah, it's been very busy in the world of showbiz.
It certainly has.
And I really haven't stopped.
You never do, babe.
Showbiz doesn't sleep. Well, and all do I.
And clearly.
What do you mean clearly? I don't know that time, do I? How dare you?
I'm not saying anything. What do you make of, there was, Meghan Markle made her comeback this week, didn't she? Did you see her at John Lewis?
Yeah, good for her. And I think I give praise when praise is due.
Yeah.
And I think it's great she's doing this charity line for empowering women, getting back to
work. Will you be buying any business wear?
Well, look, I've already got a job, actually, but it is for girls getting their first job and going in for interviews. But I would actually, and it's all for a great cause. And I think what she's doing is, I think this is what we want Meghan to do.
I agree. Do you think, I did think some of the clothes are a little bit, I mean, so basically, what if you buy one, they also donate one to the charity.
That's correct.
But some of them were quite pricey.
Well,
£120 for a shirt? That's
quite
a lot of money.
It is quite a lot of money.
But I guess that then if one's being donated, then the person that's wearing it for their job interview will not have to pay for it. So.
Look, I've got to say about Meghan, I think this is great. And it's empowering women. It's. I think any time royals do charity, it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
And I wish they, you know, that's what their role is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been really criticised. I was on the Australian show 60 Minutes talking about Meghan.
Yes.
And the trailer made me sound like I was there. I had death threats. I had one person from Australia who sent me a Twitter thing saying he's getting on a plane to come and get me, and da de da.
Blimey.
From the trailer. But I thought, well, he's going to have to stop off in Bangkok. Probably be, that'll be probably another.
It's at least 28 hours.
28 hours I've got of life. He's coming to get me, so I wasn't too worried. And hopefully get him at the airport. But he. Literally.
But were you shocked? Because there was quite a vitriolic response to that, because also Katie Hopkins was on it.
Well, and I had no idea.
I was going to say, I don't think you would have necessarily known that.
Obviously, I asked who was on this show, and they said, you know, there were royal correspondents, you know, Andrew Morton, who wrote the Princess Diana book. Really, you know, that were, and so there was no mention of Katie Hopkins.
Mm.
So when I did see the trailer, I said, God, I didn't see her name down. And also, they took words that
And who would do that?
Sensationalised on the trailer. Yeah. It sounded like, it was like a Jaws movie. It was like, duh, 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 duh. And I thought, hold on, this isn't quite right. And actually, I had apologies after the show was aired with people saying, actually, because I was actually very fair and honest and nice about Meghan.
Well,
because
you've only met her a couple of times, right?
So I've met her a few times. No, more than a couple, actually. But
oh, really?
I've met her quite a few times. But, I thought we were good friends and I got on with her very, very well. And I think she's a great person. I just think some of the things they're doing together are wrong, like saving the planet and taking four private jets. It's just hypocritical in anyone's eyes. I'm not saying anything anyone else doesn't think.
No, absolutely.
And I was really, I don't think I've been trolled so much.
Was it upsetting?
I'm very thick-skinned now and I can brush it off. But I was actually quite shocked at some of them. And I thought, actually, I'm going to sit back and wait. I won't respond. I won't even block them. But I will let you watch it. And thankfully, after it was aired, a lot of people came back to me and said, actually, I apologise. You were very fair and honest. And,
okay.
And it wasn't out like
can
a witch
can we watch
hunt.
It over here?
I think you can get it, actually.
Maybe on YouTube
or something. And it is. I mean, the presenter, I didn't realise he was one of the most famous presenters in Australia. Anyway, I got stuck in traffic and then I had to make a call, do an interview for another radio show, sorry. And then I had to get into makeup and they were like, Carl is waiting. I was like, yeah, well, Carl has to wait. I'm not ready. And I did it afterwards. They were like, he's the most famous man in Australia. So when I walked in, he was like, hi, Lizzie. Good day.
You've really managed to make a name for yourself in Australia, haven't you?
Yeah. It's all going well. I love Australia.
Well, lucky, because they seem to love you, but they're sending you death threats.
Yeah, apart from that, but I'll get through that. No, they've had all apologies. So I was glad it was aired in a way, but I didn't think the trailer was quite fair.
I think fair enough.
And Andrew Morton on it was talking about Princess Diana, saying, look, the papers called her a fiend, a monster, and it looked like he was saying that about Meghan. And you've got to be careful sometimes. I think they're a bit naughty there, but look, they're a great channel, great show, and I hope you get to watch it.
You got paid, so it's all about. I'll say nothing more. Shall we get our first guest on?
Yes, please.
I'll play a little bit of Taylor Swift, and then we'll get James Tyndale on
great
the phone.
Stuff.
But you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so oh, you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, oh, you need to just stop. Like, can you just not slip on my gown? You need to calm down. We don't know, but you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad?
Could be glad.
Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark ages making that sign. Must have taken all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Never made anybody less gay, so girls who are killing it, but we figured you out. We all know now, we all got crowns. You need to calm down.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
You need to calm.
Calm down. You're being too loud.
And I'm just like, oh, 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 oh. You need to just stop. Can you stop? Like, can you just not?
FUBAR Radio presents Ian
Molesworth. Danny Vegas is in the studio.
This morning, I lost 20 minutes thinking, what would I do if an ostrich came in the game? And that's 20 minutes I'm never getting back.
What would you do?
My first instinct was, I'd try and bring it down with my shoulders. My upper body strength and some laces.
Right, okay.
Then I thought maybe I'd tie two trainers together and do a... You know, go for the ankle.
That was hurting, yeah.
Bring it down like an ass hat.
Yeah. If I did manage to capture it, whose neighbour's garden would I let it free in? Why must I get stuck with this bloody ostrich?
Every Monday, Ian Boltsworth. From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Supertramp, you enjoyed that.
I love that. That was for your dear mum. Hello, mum.
Well, she didn't. She enjoyed that. She mentioned me saying she was singing along.
Oh,
we have our first guest, James Tyndall, on the phone. Hello, James.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Yes. Spot on. I'm good.
How is it in Newcastle?
It's all right, to be honest. I'm just in a hotel room, just getting ready for a party tonight.
Party!
Thursday night, beginning of the weekend. Here we go.
Exactly. I'm starting the weekend early, aren't I?
You are, darling.
What's it like being back?
It's. Do you know what? I wasn't sure at first. I thought, what's it going to be like? Obviously, with loads of different people. But I actually really enjoyed it.
Really?
It was good. It was nice for me because obviously now I'm single. So I've been single a while, but I thought, obviously, going into the old house, if I had been with everyone that I had knew before, like, we're all friends, so it would have been like, I could have easily slotted back into the same place where I was, whereas now it was all new people, I didn't really know anyone, so it was like getting to know everyone for the first time, and then, like, my role in the house was completely different.
Well, it's a totally different crowd, isn't it, to when you were first on it? What did they make of you? Were they nervous about having someone like one of the originals back? How did it kind of work?
Yeah.
Oh, we lost you,
James. Are you there,
James?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
So it was fine because I knew a couple of people in there before I went in, mm-hmm. like Nathan and Chloe and stuff, so that was fine. But then some of the people that had never met us before, kind of like the lads, were a bit like, oh, what's he here for? Like, is he going to try and like chat up girlfriends?
Right.
To be honest, obviously, single girls and hit off straight away. So that was nice because I'd never really had that in there before.
Okay.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Of course.
With everyone else. It was a funny one, but obviously when you watch it, you'll get to know what I mean by that. But
exciting. James, you are single, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm single.
Oh, that makes better watching for the show.
Oh, so much better. Do you know what, though? It there's not actually that many single people on there.
Mm.
So it was different. And for me, obviously, a lot of people haven't seen me single in, like, however.
Yeah,
I would class myself as a kid. The last time I was single on Joey Show, I was, like, 20, 21.
And how old are you now?
I was 28 when I filmed. I've just turned 29.
Right, okay. There is a big difference between 21 and 29, definitely.
Oh, exactly.
I haven't got there yet. I don't know.
I don't going back into Geordie Shore, it was like, you went back and stuff. So obviously since I left, like, I've set up business and stuff. I've had like my gym. And then I didn't expect to do Geordie Shore again. Like, I kind of thought, that was an amazing part of my life, but things have moved on since then. And
wow.
then I kind of dipped my toe back into doing a bit of TV.
Yeah.
Especially since being single, so I'd done like a dating show out in Australia. I'd done another show for MTV. And then whilst I was in Australia, they actually rang us up and they were like, oh, like, we think you'd be a really good fit in the new house, like, for Series 20. Would you ever consider coming back? And I was like, oh. I said, I don't know. I said, we'll have a meeting when I get back, and then we'll see what happens. And then I thought to myself, I went, you know what, I've been working hard, I've been grafting. Like, this is like a holiday for us, so I may as well do it. I'd let my hair down, and I'll party for a few weeks. I'm like, there's worse places to be than Geordie Shore.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But so it all helps with the new gym, doesn't it? Being on the telly, Geordie Shore, and you've got your new gym Unique in Durham.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone in Durham listening, get there.
That accent was terrible, Lizzie.
Durham.
That
was, but personal training is still your main passion, isn't it?
Yeah, so obviously, people will probably get a shock when they see us when they watch the new series back. Because, like, since I left, I've literally lived in the gym. So, like, it's what I do. Like, every day it's part of my routine. So I train there every day. I train clients all the time.
So that means you're giving up drinking and all the naughty things, does it?
Surely not. Well, you can't do Geordie Shore and not drink.
No. So obviously, like, part of my... I've got a routine, I've got it worked out. So I train a lot, but then I still, obviously, I know it well, so I could like plan ahead, obviously, what I'm going to be drinking, what I'm going to be eating. So that kind of went out the window after a couple of weeks when I started bringing takeaways in on the night show. So that was a bit of a struggle. If you're used to eating healthy and then you get all this bad food,
chicken nuggets and chips every day.
When you're drunk, it is actually like, oh god. And I've done well for the first couple of weeks. So the second couple of weeks, I was like, right, give us that food. I'm going to make the most of this. It's there, I'm going to have it.
Do you know when it's going to be on TV yet?
So I think because we're in London the other day. We've done all of like the advert and stuff. Uh-huh. I think it's going to be mid October.
Oh, okay, so not long then.
Yes, only a few weeks away.
And are you looking forward to seeing the reaction to it, your comeback kind of thing?
Do you know,
or are you nervous?
I am. You know, I wouldn't say I'm nervous because I've spoken to like the producers and stuff who watched like the show back already, and they've said it's brilliant, and they've said like I'm great in it and stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, but I'm also looking forward to obviously the audience, people who've watched Geordie Shore before, seeing it now, obviously with all the new people with me back in there, and then me being single as well. Because I do say when you are in a relationship, I just think Geordie Shore, it's not for you if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think it quite works. Well, look, we wish you so much luck with everything, the show, the gym, multi-talented, just everything fit. And we can't wait to watch.
Oh, get in. Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thanks, James.
Bless
really
you. Thanks, James.
No worries. Thanks, Thomas.
Lovely
chat. Cheers.
One of my faves from that show.
He's a gent. But maybe he won't be when we see it on the new series. Now he's single.
Talking to someone else who's single, we've got our next guest.
Yeah, we do. I'm not sure who it is. It's Chris or Raz, but it'll be someone.
It's exciting.
Let's play a bit of Mariah Carey first.
My fave.
Ended quickly. I don't know what happened there.
I was expecting
that last
verse.
It's
because she wanted this interview. She thought, I'm going to cut it short. Mariah Carey, don't blame you.
We have the very lovely Chris Boyson in the studio.
How are you, mate?
Good. Nice to have you in.
How are
Thank you?
You
very much. I'm good, darling. You're right?
Yeah, I'm good. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know.
When did I last see you?
You've been quiet.
I've been very, very quiet. Yeah. I've just been keeping my head down.
A low profile.
Trying to.
Well,
yeah.
It's me. Really
well, apart from your Instagram pics, which.
I've got to put them somewhere, haven't I? They've got to go somewhere when I take them.
That's true. I don't blame you.
How are you? I did stay quiet on Instagram for a good week, though.
One whole week?
Yeah. I was sweating and everything.
Well, you know, it's hard. It's so hard not to go on that Instagram.
So hard to post some pictures.
How is life? How is single life? Are you single?
It's all a bit...
Is it Facebook? It's complicated.
If I had Facebook, maybe that might be the status. Now, do you know what? If everything's up in here at the moment in my life. I've just been getting my head down with work, concentrating on the business side of things. But, I've been getting asked that quite a lot, obviously, and been getting a lot of grief at the moment in the media. So.
Again, but you don't stay single for long, looking with this
body. Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not here, obviously, to talk about the relationship or anything like that, but it's about the news that I'm going to give you about my website and that and my business. But I'm not going to say a bad word about, obviously, who you're asking about. I think she's a lovely girl. And
this is Katie Price, for anyone that doesn't know, just in case.
You were yeah, Katie Price? You didn't tell me. No. Yeah.
I know what you guys are looking for.
No. It's reasonable to suggest that most people would be. That's why they know. Why they know you in the first place.
Yeah. I get it. But like I say, I wouldn't say a bad word about the girl. She's a lovely girl, and there's a lot of stuff that happens in the background that a lot of people don't know about in relationships.
Of course.
And
as Lizzie knows.
You can't always believe what you see in the press.
Very true.
Me and Kate both had a hard time in our relationship in the press. And you just have to deal with a lot of shit, and I've learnt that. So I think sometimes it's better just to keep my mouth shut.
I think you're probably right.
I think you're right, Chris. But it's very difficult when you go out with someone that is, you know, high profile, and you're followed, and people write stories, and always true, as you say. I've been there, you know.
You're looking at me. I have not.
I was going to say, Chris, that Steve's been there, but he hasn't. But it can be quite tough, I know. And you are...
You're dealing with it well.
But you're looking in fine freckle.
Thank you very much. I do try. I've got to, because of the job.
You're a personal trainer.
Yeah, it's a bit like if you walk into hairdressers and they've got a crap haircut. You're not going to get them to do your hair, are you?
It does happen from time to time.
Yeah. I mean, what hairdressers did you go to?
Oh, bad.
Oh, first one. You're next, Lizzie. Shut up.
Good. I'm glad.
Hold on, that's not fair.
I did have to take a little hair off your dress earlier.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
let's talk about something more exciting.
So what is the website? Come on, tell us. Something really exciting.
You're launching something today.
Something more exciting than, my personal life. I'd rather talk about...
Fine. Tell us. What's this website?
I only asked if you were single or not.
Yeah, to be fair, that wasn't the only question.
I didn't mention anything.
The look on your eyes was, elaborate, mate. I'm not silly.
We're asking. Tell us about your website. Explain what's happening with you now.
No, I wouldn't know if you're single or not. Anyway, we'll go.
The answer is it's complicated.
Either way, you ain't getting a chance, all right?
Oh!
You don't want to go there. Moving on.
I feel like I've stitched myself right out for these questions.
I'm asking you about...
Can I answer his question, please? Because you keep butting in.
Sorry. Please answer.
Right, thank you.
Basically,
I've been a weight loss specialist for 10 years now. So I opened a studio in Kent when I first qualified, and it just went really well. It just boomed. So I opened two further studios and realised that now I have like 10 clients a day, like 10-hour sessions a day a lot of the time. And I've got to that ceiling that I can hit now. So what other way to sort of... help
someone
more people.
Sorry, unprofessional.
Man.
Sorry,
she can't turn her phone off.
Have you ever been on a radio
problem.
Before?
No, listen.
When
my radio
been
won't. If I turn it off, it's not going
back
on.
How do you deal with it? You can't get the staff, can you?
Stop watching it, Christopher.
Basically, I thought, how can I help more people? Because I can't. I can only get 10 people in a day. I get constant messages, emails, people trying to fit in. I got a waiting list for like the next 2 years, probably. I decided to come up with this website. So it's for people that want to lose weight when they're at home, single mums, you know, like
people that don't have time for the
kids.
Gym.
Yeah, people that haven't got time for the gym, people that are scared to go in the gym, people that think they're too overweight, self-conscious.
Because gyms are quite scary, aren't they?
You know, gyms are really intimidating.
I don't like them always.
Unless you know what you're doing, gyms are really intimidating. You get guys smashing weights around, making silly noises, trying to look good, taking selfies.
I'm always one next to me that's grunting. Going, and you're probably
the one taking selfies as well. But,
no.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's an environment that can be intimidating. And most of my clients train with me because it's one-to-one and I've got my own studio, so no one else is watching. And they get most amazing results. And I've trained people from like depression, anxiety-based issues, heart disease, cardiovascular stuff, high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, all that sort of thing, disabilities, major disabilities. It's a lot of life coaching and motivational coaching that's involved. So at the end of the day, I'm pretty knackered. But I thought...
Is it a lot to take on board mentally?
It's like counselling as well. So I always say to people, if you're in a bad place in your life, so if you're depressed, any mental health issues really, then you need to train anyway because it's the feel-good hormone, so it releases that. But what better way to do it than train and have life coaching at the same time? So you're sort of instilling that into their brain as well as them training and it releasing endorphins. So it's a bit of a mixture that goes hand in hand, really, and it works. And
what does this website offer?
So it offers exercises that you can do at home with no equipment. So no one's got any excuse. It's short sessions, sort of 20 minutes, half-hour sessions. Only got to do them a couple of times a week.
You can do it at home
in your bedroom. So you don't need any equipment whatsoever. You can do it whenever you want, really. But you've got all the schedules on the website that you need to do. LD exercises. So you get, basically in short, you get your training plan, you get eating plan, you get recipes. There's a chat forum for people that want to talk to each other about their issues, how well they're doing. You get tutorial videos like of me doing the exercises. It's actually me doing
the training. So you just copy what you're doing.
I mean, is it easy? Because you are super fit.
You have to start somewhere, and there was a time when Chris wouldn't have been.
Well, this is the thing. A lot of people say that to me. They're like, oh, you get away with eating whatever you want, drinking whatever you want, and you're still in good shape.
You've got a bowl of nuts.
Yeah, I haven't eaten one of them, though, because I didn't want my breath smelling, so I've not touched them. But
just for you, Lizzie.
And why?
But yeah, I've been doing it 13 years now, training myself for 13 years. I was playing football at quite a high level at first, had a bad injury. They said I wouldn't play again, so then I took up Muay Thai and was competing in Muay Thai for a little bit. And then just realised, what do I love doing? And I want to do it as a job, you know? So I went into doing a personal training, but I studied at a level that was a master trainer sort of level. So it's, you come away with all these, what we call special pops, your abilities to train people with like disabilities and health, major health issues, whereas the average trainer might not know how to do that, you know?
Right.
So it's like a niche market that I
wanted to
target.
Because it's actually, I've friends who's got disabilities, and she said it's really difficult because people really stare at her. If she wants to go to a gym or be fit.
It's tough, man.
It's very difficult. So this is, you know.
It's tough for so many of my clients, whatever reason, whether they're overweight, even some of my clients that are fit, they are in very good shape. They're still intimidated by the gym because you go in there and you think, what do I do now? And the massive problem that I've found is a lot of my clients, they're at that point where they're too overweight to go to the gym in a way of how they feel. So there's no other way to do it apart from if I say, look, come onto the website, do my sessions for, I don't know, a couple of months or something like that, they're going to lose weight. It's 100%. No, without a doubt, they'll lose weight. And then they can start pushing on.
Is diet included in this?
Diet, see, I mean, this is the problem, right? So if you just add exercise into your lifestyle, it's going to help you lose weight anyway. If you increase kind of like a, they call calorie deficit. So if you just...
That's how I lost weight.
If you just adapt your diet to a certain degree where you're eating just healthier than you are now. It's not to say you've got to live on lettuce leaves, yeah? But if you can just eat slightly healthier than you are now and do a bit of exercise, you're going to lose weight. See how you get on with that, and then you can just tighten it up a little bit. So mm-hmm. if you try and do too much at the beginning, then you're not going to stick to it. And this is what I say to people. If you train every day and you eat literally nothing, you're going to give up by the third, fourth day, and you're just going to end up bigger than you was when you started.
Wow.
So,
do you have any clients that actually say, I want to look bigger because they eat and drink and they just don't put on weight?
Well, I've got two clients. One that suffers from a massive eating disorder. It's really bad, actually, and he just comes in and he's so depressed every day. He said, I just want to be bigger. And he's like, I'm eating. He eats fast food every day, but it's the wrong things to be eating. So you have to kind of teach him. I would say that the people that are skinnier that need to put on weight are harder to work with than the... Because I specialise in weight loss.
It's a mental thing as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but where I specialise in weight loss, I do it every day of my life. That's easy to me. Like losing weight to me or telling someone how to lose weight is very easy. But someone that needs to gain weight, it's just on a whole other scale of difficulty. Like you don't understand because... If I said to you now, right, or after you've had dinner, you're full up. If I say, right, you've got to eat another dinner, it's impossible to do it, right? You're too full up to eat anymore. Yeah, exactly. let me get out my food coma and then I'll be on. But it's too, you can't eat anymore, right? When you're full up, you can't eat anymore. Whereas if I say to you, just eat half of that dinner, you can just eat half of that dinner, right?
Yeah.
So it's a lot harder.
That's how I found it with calorie deficits, actually easier than I thought. Because it's just a case of like, well, this is all I can eat in a day. So that's all I would eat. Yeah. I would sometimes sneak a couple of extra crisps, but that's not going to end up.
It's all about
that's
protein, not stop. Eating the protein, cutting out the carbs. What is it?
Yeah, I just say to people, try not to complicate it too much. Yeah, so try and think about the calories you're taking in, but mainly you just got to look at sugars, really, in my opinion, because sugars are what are going to end up spiking your blood sugars and making you crave more sugar when your blood sugars crash. So if you have like a sugary breakfast in the morning, you're going to crave sugar for the rest of the day. If you don't have a sugary breakfast in the morning, then you're kind of sitting yourself up. So for example, if I was to have like a bowl of cereal or like a cereal bar or something in the morning that's quite sugary, about half hour later, I'm going to be hungry again.
I'm
going to be hungry again because my blood sugars are then crashing and I'm craving food. How many times have you had fast food and then like half hour later, you're hungry again? You're like, where's the ice cream?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fill you up because it's shit food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's all about just knowing what food to take on and when to take it on. But the rule of thumb is ignore when people say high fat. High fat's not really an issue. It's the high sugar that's the issue.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what's quite interesting about this conversation, Chris, is that I had no idea that you were... I knew you were a personal trainer because of what I'd read. I had no idea that you were so passionate about what you
this
what
is
you
why
do.
I wanted him on the show because it's not what you see. You
but
see
that,
the
has it been quite hard for you to like have to split yourself like that in the last couple of weeks or months? Or
I think people just, like I say again, a lot of my clients, my new clients that come in, they say, oh, do you know what? You're actually a nice bloke. And I'm like, well, what did you think? But because of the shit that they read and the shit you see and stuff like that, you just, you kind of get that character given to you. And I'm like, I kind of feel like saying sometimes, I've been saving people's lives for 10 years, literally saving, like people that are on the edge of suicide and obesity to the point where they're actually going to pass away. And, I get so much amazing feedback. People inviting me to their weddings where I've saved their life and they're now getting married and stuff. And then I get some arse in the press that says, oh, he's this. And I'm like, really? Like, what more can I do?
But this is the thing. I think this is a good opportunity for you to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, that's why I wanted Chris on, because I met Chris actually at the Kylie Minogue. I've met you properly at Kylie Minogue concert. I just thought you were a lovely guy.
Did you just tell everyone that I went to a Kylie Minogue concert?
Yeah, can I just clap? It. You loved
Kylie
it.
Minogue's great.
I'm not even going to touch on why I was there. But I was on stage with her.
Were you actually?
No, he loved
That'd
it.
That'd be silly. Oh,
don't
too
even
left feet.
He had those gold little hot pants on. Anyway, but Chris, look, and I get this question all the time. Do you feel you've kind of brought it on yourself with some of the kind of stories and outfits, like the little... Remember the little budgie smugglers you wore? And
They're called boxers.
Well, they're very tight. And I don't know
To be fair, it was lucky I was wearing some. I never wear boxers.
But do you think it's been brought on yourself a bit? I mean, I get that all the time in my outfits. People say,
yeah, maybe I'll play. If I'm honest, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I was. Yeah, maybe I played on a few of the pictures and like having a laugh. Like if I know something's happening. But I mean, as you know, a lot of them you don't know are happening. But like There is. I know the one you're talking about.
And I don't. I want to see this.
And you don't want to see it.
My mum
saw it, and I never saw it. And I woke up to a message from my mum saying, "What the fuck is going on, Chris?" And I was like, "Mother, I don't know what you're talking about." And she sent me a screenshot, and I thought, "I'm fucked for life." Sorry, I just swore, didn't I?
It did.
You're allowed to swear.
Yes, you're allowed. No, I know. When I saw that, it blew my socks off. I think Bruno Tonioli sent me that picture. I remember going, what the hell?
Leave off.
No.
Someone told me it was his screensaver or something. Mm. Who was that? I think it was trying to get excited. Dan, I think it was Dan actually that said that.
Oh, my God.
But, because that's what I mean.
Do you know what? When I say I played on it, I didn't know that looked like that, by the way, that picture. But after, I was having a laugh with it. I was just like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever. But
what's the deal with the nose? Did you have a nose job? I saw pictures.
Yeah.
You did. Oh, God, it's bloody... good one. You look great.
To be fair, it looks great.
It's still bloody big, isn't it?
Was it something you were conscious of?
No, do you know what it was? For years, anyway, when I started boxing, after I couldn't play football anymore, I had a lump in the bridge of my nose, just from the scar tissue from repetitive, obviously, as you see, a lot of boxers' noses, they're busted up. And it did affect my breathing, so
I'm sorry, it won't...
Mate.
It won't
Unbelievable.
Stop. Guess who that was?
Who?
No, you don't want to know.
Bruno Tonioli.
You don't want to know.
So, you're rubbish on the radio.
Sorry, my phone won't turn off today. I'm going to have to give it to the producer.
So,
continue.
Yeah, anyway, so I always had breathing problems anyway. Like, I used to snore at night because of my nose. Like, it was, and my hay fever as well, the same thing. I just used to be ill. And someone recommended, like, reconstructive, just this tip of the top bit of the bridge of my nose. And I never really wanted to do it. Because I was worried about how it would look. And then just found a specific company that had done it loads and said, look, we can help you with that. And I just done it. And to be honest, since then, I still can't smell, though. My senses have gone.
Is that gone
recovering.
Forever?
God, all this lovely perfume I'm wearing.
But
Black Panther.
Yeah, I can't smell you at all.
You can't smell me.
So I had that done. And I can actually breathe better than I've...
Wow.
Yeah, so it was not for just vanity. I mean, I didn't like the look of my nose because of the lump there, but there was a bit of a mixture of both, really.
Fine, I'm glad to have cleared that up.
That's a good joke because I didn't notice, and I think that's a sign of a good surgeon.
Yeah, they say that, don't they? Yeah, because I didn't want it to be looking like a silly nose. Yeah, I just said I want that lump taken out. That was all it is. And it's helped
me. I've got
me.
To say
it's
the teeth. Me. You don't mind mentioning, but they have great teeth. They're very white. They're whiter than Simon Cowell.
They didn't feel that white.
I think I'm getting in trouble with my producers.
Why? We're not. Oh, sorry.
We've got one more guest to get on.
Oh, yeah. We've got Abs here. Sorry.
Oh, right. Man like Ebbs.
I just met him in there.
He's a genius.
Stay seated, Chris.
Let's play a little song. We're going to play a little bit five, actually. But Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
No, he's going to stay.
You're going to stay? Okay, we're going to stay. Fine. We're going to play a little bit five, though. And the reason why we're playing that is because we have the very lovely Abs.
In the building.
In the building.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Abs, I'm not just saying it. You are my favourite in that band.
Wait, I'm going to come around and give you a high five.
Oh, I'm getting a high five. Whoa. Yeah, man, I'm not just love. Saying it. That's genuinely.
Got to love Lizzie.
You're making me feel bad.
Why?
Because...
Don't say you like Westlife.
Yeah.
I love Westlife.
One of my first crushes was actually on Jay.
I don't blame you, man. He's a good looking fella, but he's a good looking fella. Every time we used to get into a little bit of a heated one, man, he'd take out his earring. I'm like, oh, man, now it's going to kick off.
It's serious.
Yeah, now it's real, man. You don't want to meet him on that side of things. But.
I mean, did you get on really well with all the guys?
Yeah, genuinely, man. I love them all. We just have our differences. You know what I mean? It's one of them things, man.
Any group of people you get together with.
Man, but Westlife can stay together. Backstreet Boys can come back. NSYNC, like McFly. All these other bands seem to be able to hold it together.
Do it.
Yeah, we're like a crumbled biscuit, man. We can't put it back. It's like, what's wrong, man? Like, don't matter how many apologies. I know, it'd be cool. I've always wanted to do one more tour, one more album, and leave it on that one, but I think we ended a bit too soon.
Really?
But yeah, honestly, my opinion, I feel like we was just on the verge of becoming like that. Super duper.
Mm-hmm. I think you could be global. I mean, you did sell over 20 million records. That's incredible. But I think it could have been 100. You know, you were.
I agree.
You had something quite special.
Yeah, I agree.
It was that time as well that it was like early 2000s, wasn't it, where it was like boy bands were at their peak.
Yeah, really, and that's what I'm so grateful for, because excuse my voice, I was out last night at Jakarta with Ben, Big Ben Afedu, and we had a little bit, it got a little bit messy and a little bit blurry, so if I lose my voice every now and again,
you're water there,
yeah, you
fine.
Understand, man, I'm rehydrated.
Vanessa Feltz.
Yeah, I'm rehydrated.
He's naughty, he's always out. Old Ben.
What I'm grateful for is the time of music, the time we made our music. It was Dennis Pop, it was like Max Martin, it was Biff, it was all the good stuff, do you know what I mean? And I'm grateful for that, because that's kept me going still, like them good pop songs, man. Yeah. Nowadays, I don't even understand music.
Really?
Man. Yeah,
what do you make
trouble.
Of the music scene these days?
I don't
days?
Even know. I go for something as abstract as possible. I'm listening to like Afrobeat and some strange and whale singing and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like zenning out, man.
I think
like,
the older you get as well, your taste just changes.
It does.
Anyway,
yeah,
it?
It's like with vegetables, man. All of a sudden, like you like
you
the
like
taste
sprouts.
Of yeah. You know, what I mean? They're all right, man.
But what I loved about Five, you were also individual and different, weren't
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I think that's what was one of the main appeals, was because there was somebody for everyone. Jay kind of appeal to people like yourself, Stephen,
and the older
mums. Do you know what I mean? And I was people had me in Brazil, and like Scots fans were like whatever the 10-year-olds.
You always seem to be the bit of the naughty one. You had a little edge, which you're a bit
yeah,
of a bad boy.
I was. I'm not anymore. I'm a good boy now.
But you did have that reputation,
boy.
Didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. But you kind of have
but
to.
But you
have
turned that around over the years.
Yeah,
obviously.
I have. I'm like, even now, I'm back home looking after my mum. I come full circle. You know what I mean? Like, all the man that's been around the world twice, royalty, money, cars, fame, all the glory, and I'm back home. Taking my mum a little. Do you know what I mean? Like, how many condensed milk tins do you need for the love of Jesus, man? Ain't 12 like too much?
I love
it's
you
a
looking
good
after your mum.
Yeah,
doing,
being a good boy, man. Paying back
paying
now.
Back. So what is happening now? Because, I mean, after being such a big band and then it's, you know, you split. What is it like? I mean, do you just think, right, what am I going to do now? I'm going to try to be solo artist?
It was a bit weird. I didn't even really care to be a solo artist. I was happy in the band. It just got blurry after that. I thought I was like a party and a rock and roller, like in the band and during the band. But the next 10 years after that, forget it. Man, I was wild. Like, I was wild with it. So I kind of learned my lesson. Yeah, I was like, all right, slow down a little bit, man. Take it easy. Yeah, your heart starts like, wait a minute, man. Like, yeah. What are you doing? Do you know what I mean? Slow down, man. So I listened to that inner voice, did a lot of healing, took care of myself. And I'm back on track again, feeling like I'm all right. I can handle myself. Whatever,
and you look fantastic.
Bless you, bless you. I appreciate
you do,
that.
You do.
Sweet.
It's what is it happening now? I mean, the exciting stuff. Are you still involved?
There's a new project.
Yeah, crazy how it just come about. I got booked for this gig in Bournemouth. It was Bournemouth Pride, and Ben was there, and Shane was there from Boyzone, and Dane was there from Another Level, and Mutya, bless her, I love Mutya from Sugar Babes, and we're there, and we. Somehow we just ended up on the stage all together. It was ruckus, man. Everyone was giving it up, man. We left after that like, man, that was kind of a good thing. Random, like that all four of us would get together. And we was just like, let's see what happens. So we're not trying to be no super group and make new music and One Direction it, man. We're all too old. Combined age of over like 200, I think it is. So we're like just taking it day by day, man. We appreciate any love and all the love we can get. And we're doing a gig on the 10th of October in Jakarta, if I might add that.
Of course.
Wow.
Jakarta, the best club in London. It's amazing. I was down there. I checked it out last night. It's amazing. So come on down. If not just to support the people that you used to love or whatever, but just come have a good night,
October
man. Enjoy
yourself.
So what are you performing?
So like I do a few Five stuff. Shane like will be DJing. Dane might hit a few high notes. Ben's just there doing a hey. You know, I can't
hey.
Even sing. Yeah. You do it, Liz. I can't even do it.
Hey.
So, there you go. You know
whatever that check
I'll tell you something
there.
Funny about Ben. No matter where you are, what you do, you go, hey, and he starts he'll sing the rest for you, man.
That's right.
Yeah,
with
man.
You.
It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, we love Ben. We
love him.
Ben. But that's fantastic. That's gonna be great. I'll definitely.
So you're getting on better than Five did.
I mean, listen, Five. They're my boys. I love them. We went through something that nobody else could. I can't talk to any of my family or friends about what I went through.
I
could talk to one of the other
back,
boys.
Do you think that feels like a different life? Is it?
Yeah, I don't remember much of it. I genuinely don't remember. I've got big gaps in my memory. They were like, do you remember when we was in here and we did this? I was there. Like, I was
Is
there.
Is that from too much
like,
drinking and partying?
I think so.
Kay.
I think so. And it all catches up with you. So heed the warning, man. Like, out there, man. You can party hard while you're young and all the rest of it, man. And abuse yourself. But it will all catch up to you, man.
Eventually.
One day. Yeah, you'd be like, hey, what happened there? Like, I could drink half a glass of wine now and I'm talking Spanish. I don't even talk Spanish. But it comes to me good, man. So I've learnt my
Are you sober now? No,
I enjoy a little party, a little drinking stuff. But I'm not like I used to be at all, man. Right. All in moderation. Too
I
much
think
of anything.
You've got to do a book. feel a book. I would love to know.
Lizzie, I wouldn't know where to start, man. It'd probably be a pamphlet, the amount I remember. It'd be a leaflet.
You could have the others to fill it again.
2001.
On one side, be a picture. Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know how people write like their autobiographies. I can't remember this morning, so
it's
interesting.
Do you get off a lot of like reality shows and things like that?
Yeah, my agent, I've got an amazing agent. I've got four of them, crazy enough. And they're all so beautiful. They understand my situation and what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And they're just like helping me where I can. So throw me up for like jungle. Yeah, I'd love, I'd do it. But I'm not saying I'd be scared, man, or not scared or whatever. But any little thing like that, just so they put me up for things again. I'm back in the mix. I'm back in London.
You see, I think you're good on Strictly. Yeah, because you need something a bit different.
I trained, I was a trained ballet dancer. I did all of that. I did jazz, I did tap, I did modern. So like,
That might play again. You.
Nah, that's winner, no, certified winner with the bookies from the start.
There's never been anyone from Five do Strictly.
No,
actually,
I think that's a great shout.
Yeah, 2020.
They like people that can dance because they have too many that can't. Yeah, like Ed Balls and
Whitaker. Annika Rice.
Yeah. Oh, don't break. Yeah, but that would be fantastic. So life is good, man.
I'm grateful for everything now, man. Literally, right back down to just having my fingers and my toes, and I've got my eyes, and I'm breathing. I'm grateful for my mama. I'm grateful for. Have shelter. I'm grateful my dogs are all right. You know what I mean? I'm literally everywhere I go, I'm trying to leave wherever or whoever a little bit more beautiful than I found them. Oh, that's like, you have to.
That's a lovely thing to say.
Have you got a nice love in your life?
Nah. After all that chat, innit? I'll get my coat. Nah, that's just guava, man. I'm terrible when it comes to relationships for some reason. I don't know. So I'm just focusing on me right now.
Yeah, some of us just are.
Some of us just are, man.
That's the way it is.
It's the way it is. But yeah. Look, you've got loads of great things happening. I can't wait to come to this show. October the 10th.
Please.
And
where is it again? November Jakarta.
Jakarta. Yeah,
and
Jakarta.
The 22nd,
I think it's just off of Carnaby Street. It's around that area. Okay, yeah, forgive me. I'm not sure. No, that's fine. Exactly.
And
just.
I love bringing back the 90s.
Yeah, nostalgia. So good. And it's when music was real good pop music, man. Like, you could hear what was going on. It was fun lyrics. It was uplifting lyrics. It didn't necessarily make sense. Like, one of my tracks is like, Wiggy Wiggy, I'm getting you. What the hell does that mean? It doesn't matter.
No, slammy body down. Yeah, and it's just what does that mean?
Same crap, man. Let's just do this. So.
Are you planning to do a tour? I mean, would you like to? I love the fact that you are doing the clubs, but I think a tour could happen.
That'd be amazing. We're just taking it as it comes, see what happens. If there's a demand, nobody might not turn up. You know what I mean? This is a private party.
Do you worry about that then?
Nah.
Again, you still have a good time.
Yeah, wherever I'm at, it's good, man. We've got the right company, but I know it's going to be amazing. And it's just a great, great thing. I feel like we're giving a little something back as well. It's something new for us to do, so we're not bored and just doing the same old routine. In the same old thing.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see Shane come up and rap a little something from Five. You know what I mean? When I met him at the Bournemouth gig, he was like, "Oh, he didn't even want to be in my band. I wanted to be in your band." I was like, "Shane, man, what can I say?" So it kind of
rock and roll. Five,
yeah, it just happened naturally.
But
man.
Five were all rock and roll. But yeah. it was. I love watching you because you're always so individual. Mm. And I have to say, as I said, you're my favourite. But it just. I feel it could have continued. I think you guys should get back together.
I believe so. It'd be amazing. Amazing.
It's just them that can't work it out.
Yeah, figure out the logistics,
can't
man.
Can't we all get you in a room? Come in here. For
say sorry, do you know what I mean? I'm sorry, man. Like, I'll be good from that on, do you know what I mean? But I don't even know if they want me back, to be honest. Like, if I was like, boys, would you take abs back? They'd be like, nah. Because they're getting the limelight. Do you know what I mean? That one's rapping, that one's getting that verse. Whereas a lot of it was, majority was me and Jay that did the raps and the singing and stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, they're loving life.
But
right
they
now.
Need you. They can't do
listen, man,
you,
I said it before, man. You can't make a cake without the eggs or the flour. Do you know what I mean? That shit is flat. It don't rise.
I'm the icing on that bitch. The icing. They can't do it without you, man.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
me.
God bless you all. Big love to everybody.
And October the 10th
at Jakarta. Come check it. Boys on Black.
I'm going to play Keep On Moving.
Hit it.
To close us out.
Hit it.
Lizzie, it's been nice to see you again.
And it's great to be back on the show. And lovely to see you, Abs.
And you, sweetheart.
Better keep on moving to close the show.
Keep on moving.
Are coming my way, and if the sunshine has a meaning, you're telling me not to let things get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.